The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3516. As we count down to the season 3 premiere of The Bad Batch, we're considering a couple of cloning questions this weekend. My question that I'm considering today is, will Mount Tantus survive the events of season 3? Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So first of all, I guess I'm going to preface this by saying that I know that there are some folks out there who have seen review copies of the first 8 episodes of season 3 of The Bad Batch. I am not one of those people, so I'm not doing any sort of sly question about, I wonder if Mount Tantus will survive, and, you know, I might actually have some inside information on that. No, that is not the case in this case. But I think it's a relevant question for us to consider, because we know that the point of Mount Tantus is for cloning research, and we know that it is meant to serve only one person, which is Darth Sidious, aka Emperor Palpatine. And it is an interesting proposition too, because just it raises the whole question of the clone army and why they discontinued the clone army. Season 1 of The Bad Batch kind of answers that by saying that it was just more expensive to keep manufacturing clones compared to just getting random people to sign up and be jerks and be stormtroopers and whatnot. But you would also imagine a galaxy where the Empire would just say, it doesn't have to be expensive, it just means that you have to be, you know, not on the payroll, and so they could be forced labor, basically. As we all know, the Empire is certainly down with slavery, so yeah, that I guess is an option too. But ultimately, Palpatine wants the cloning technology to be available to one person and one person alone, used by one person and one person alone, and that is himself. But Mount Tantus is only going to be able to take Palpatine so far with his cloning goals, because as we were discussing in yesterday's episode, there's a limit to what you can do cloning-wise and related to force sensitivity. Can you transfer one's force-sensitive powers to a clone's body? Based on our knowledge of Star Wars history, the answer seems to be no. It's pretty well impossible in canon storytelling, at least. But at this point in the timeline, Palpatine doesn't know that. He has not yet arrived at that conclusion. Mount Tantus is only going to be able to take him so far, and eventually he's going to have to get Sith alchemy involved in the cloning process, which will take us to Exegol and do all that stuff, and even then that's not going to be enough. But it seems like the first priority for Palpatine and a cloning situation is to create a clone that would be stable enough for him to be able to transfer his essence into it. And they need to have unaltered clones to be able to do that. They only have one, maybe two examples of unaltered clones that they could study to, you know, figure out potentially how to reverse engineer back into that. Omega is one. Possibly Emery Carr is another one. She identified herself to Omega as her sister in the finale of season 2 of The Bad Batch, but obviously that's another unanswered question. We don't know exactly what she means by that. She could just mean that she's a, you know, random clone and just happens to be a medical officer clone, or she could very well be an unaltered clone herself. We're digressing slightly, but we'll circle back. So, getting back to the question of Mount Tantus, Palpatine is not going to be able to find the answer that he needs there, because even what we learned from The Rise of Skywalker, like, he was barely able to inhabit the existing clones that the Sith alchemists were able to cook up. So nothing that gets cooked up at Mount Tantus is going to be able to work for him. What's more, we have a couple of characters who are vested in the idea of Mount Tantus going away, particularly Nala Se, for example, and Omega, and if she can talk him into it, Crosshair. And then, if they are able to escape Tantus and survive, would they bring any members of the Bad Batch in to try to infiltrate and destroy the facility? Another option, potentially. And then, of course, there's the matter of Saw Gerrera, who is already operating at a very high level at this point in the storytelling. He was going to blow up that conference on Eriadu, and it was only just the unfortunate timing of the Bad Batch being there also that things didn't work out the way that he wanted them to. But I have a feeling Saw could take down Tantus if he wanted to, and especially if the Bad Batch got him involved as well. So yeah, I think there's actually a good chance that Mount Tantus could go out with a bang by the end of season 3. But I'd love to know what you think about that. Do you think it will survive the events of season 3? Let me know. YouTube, the comments are right there. On Spotify, there's a Q&A session with every podcast episode. Drop an answer there. And if you're catching the show anywhere else, then please head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and let me know what you think. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy it, I hope you'll consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans that you know. I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review. That helps us with the algorithms and all that. And so does the subscribe button and the follow button and the join button. And I hope you'll also consider leaving something in the tip jar, so to speak. Just $1 a month helps support the show. And you can do that over at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the show. As always, may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.